The museum was an original idea of Ralph and Christine Dahl, and it just so happened, coincidentally, the Dayton Peace Accords had just gotten started, and we thought Dayton was a proper place for the museum. And our mission, basically, is to inspire a culture of peace, letting people know that there is alternative to violence, and peace and violence is basically the way to go.
You kind of mentioned one of the reasons why Dayton is such a great place for an institution like this, but Dayton is also quite a magnet for immigrants from across the whole world.
For some reason, Dayton has become a magnet, and that's one of the reasons our current exhibit is on immigration. Our newest immigrants are the Turks.
Can you tell me a little bit about your current exhibit? Immigration, Our Shared Dream is the title.
Well, we have a whole history of the immigration in this country and why people came, where they settled, and then we have a section on what we call Welcome Dayton. How does the city of Dayton welcome these immigrants and make it possible for them to make this their home?
And why is the theme of immigration so important as a part of the international peace message?
We rotate our exhibits every 3 months. For instance, before this one, we had a Russian diplomacy exhibit. So these 3 months till end of February is immigration. So it was just a matter of what exhibit we want next, you know?
And you host several events throughout the year. The next one is on Sunday, January 12th, and it will feature author Nancy Diggs speaking about her book, Immigration in the Heartland. Tell me about that.
Well, no, we've had a speaker before that also, 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was a professor, or is, shouldn't say was, he's a professor from Sinclair, and he also talked about the immigration topic, and that is featured in our newsletter. The day that you mentioned is Nancy Briggs, and she's going to talk about her book as well as why immigration is so very important to this country, why immigration is good, and why people should not think that immigrants are taking our jobs and so on and so forth.
You can find out how to get more information about exhibits and events at the Dayton International Peace Museum on our website at wnku.org under local news. Bashir Ahmed, thank you.
Thank you, sir, for giving us the opportunity.